Jacaranda FM. Jacka News, trending now, trending now.
On the roads, there's been an accident in Valtafirion Park on the N1 South after the Beyers Nodier Drive exit. The traffic is moving slowly from Malibongwe Drive's exit. And in Edenvale, there's a stationary vehicle on the N3 South just before Gilulis, causing some queuing traffic there.
Police Commissioner Fanny Masemola says a person of interest is being interrogated after the mass shooting at Lusiki Siki last Friday. 18 people died after attacks on two separate houses. And the Minister of Police, Senzo Mkunu, is also there. He's leading a delegation to the area. Then in Northwest, the police have appealed for information after a fire attack on more than 20 Bojanala buses this morning at two separate depots. The buses were allegedly set on fire there. And moving to the Middle East, America warns that Iran is preparing an imminent ballistic missile attack against Israel. The USA says such an attack would have severe consequences for Iran. Now, this warning came as Israel configured a ground incursion into Lebanon to target the Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah. I'm Marlene Fushia. More news at 5.
We start off with some rugby news. Springbok lock Ergie Snyman is close to returning to action from injury for Irish Giants Leinster in the United Rugby Championship. Snyman, who joined Leinster from rivals Munster in the off-season, had been sidelined with a foot injury. And ahead of Saturday's match against Benetton in Treviso, Leinster said in a post on their website that Snyman would step up his rehabilitation program further this week as he nears a return from a foot injury. England coach Brendan McCullum must find the right balance between youth and experience if he's to revive the country's white ball fortunes, according to David Malan, who's a former England player. England won the Cricket World Cup in 2019 and the T20 title in 2022, but things haven't gone smoothly for them in either limited overs format since then. They failed to get past the pool stage at the 2023 ODI World Cup, and white ball coach Matthew Mott stepped down after their T20 semi-final World Cup exit in June. And Proteas Red Bull coach Shukri Conrad says that the Bangladesh series that has now been given the green light represents the first of three important opportunities for next year's World Championship final for the Tests. They need to win both Test matches along with three of the four home Test matches against Sri Lanka in Durban, as well as Centurion as well for Pakistan and Cape Town as well, to be able to stand a chance to qualify for that World Test Championship final. And former Mamelodi Sundowns and Al Ahly coach Peter Musimane is in high demand on the continent. The 60-year-old Musimane could land up in Morocco after it was reported that Raja Casablanca were thinking of hiring him as their new coach. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Fake water all across the road. It's gone, not the night.